what would happen, you they'd draw straws, if I remember right. They'd pick one. And what he would do, he would close his eye and let everybody go high.
He would be?
He would be the...
Hit?
Yeah, they said it was about six of them. Five of them would be hit. I just remember what they would call the one that would stay. And we had to go find others. And he had a special base, a tree or something used to. And if he find one, he had to beat him back to that tree and touch it before he get there.
And he was...
So he would...
He was safe?
Yeah. He was out. He had to help him to look for the rest. And one of them would beat him back to the tree before you would see him. He was safe. He had a chance to go hide again.
Okay. You got to learn how to run a lot doing that.
Okay. Run and hide behind browse. We'd come, browse, peek, that's all.
There was a bush somewhere to hide, you would...
Just lay down or try to crawl under it.
Yeah.
If you could.
Other games, like, what about a game they would make a stob in the ground, and you would get something, and one person would get on one end, and you'd start.
Oh, a seesaw.
Yeah, you'd get on it and start doing what? Start.
Well, one would get on each side of the board, and it would start going up and down, and it would call that a seesaw.
Okay, did you ever see one that went around?
A merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have too many of them.
Yeah. Or what about one you tie to a tree limb?
Oh, a swing. We had quite a few of them. We would go in the woods and make them. We could find us a piece of rope. Rope was kind of hard to come by. We'd go swap us a little piece off the boss's harness, off the mules. And go tie it up in the tree. That way the wet tie and hide it for the next weekend.
Yeah. Was there places around here where you could go in the war?
They had a bar. Matter of fact, that same, I just forget the name of it, the one that passed right there, we went talked to Mr. Daigle and he told us the name of it.
Plaquemine Brulee?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would pass about a quarter of a mile. But we wasn't allowed to go play around it because they had a bunch of kids would get drowned every now and then. I say a bunch of, you'd hear talk about two kids get drowned every 5 years, that was a whole lot. And we wasn't allowed to go play because if one of us would go by and the other one would tell, we would see trouble. So we didn't fool with it. Now, we would go a whole lot with our daddy because he loved it to fish. And late in the afternoon, we'd go out there and catch fish. Of course it wasn't deep though, it was about waist deep, and he let us get in there. Because none of us could swim.
Did you ever learn?
I learned a little bit after I was a grown man, but during them times.
You did a little bit?
About being on the farm, we used to fool around quite a bit, get a bunch of us together and go swimming. But I never was good enough to get nobody out of trouble. I don't believe that they had to get in trouble.
Yeah, but down there, what do they call that? Is there a bridge over that?
Uh-huh.
There is? Okay, now we came down to it right in there, right? And it was flooded down.
Yeah.
Can you go over it?
Mm-hmm.
To where?
You can go the Risho on that road. From there, you can go to Eunice Crowley.
Oh, I could take that road over to Iota, probably.
Yeah. But your best bet would be to go to Iota, is go hit